This podcast is for learners of English and also for teachers of English to use with their classes. I'm Karen, a teacher and writer from England, and in each episode of this podcast, I will help you to improve an aspect of your English vocabulary, grammar, and comprehension, and discuss British writers, culture, and pronunciation. Come on, let's get started. Hello, I hope you're all well, and welcome to this latest episode. In this episode, we're going to talk about British writers. How many do you know? Test yourself. I'm going to talk about 10 British writers, so let's see how you score. Right, number one, I think is the most famous. Tell me if you disagree. Shakespeare, William Shakespeare, born in 1564 and he died in 1616, we think on his birthday, poor man, which was the 23rd of April. He wrote, of course, very, very famous plays. The novel didn't exist yet at that time, so he didn't write novels, but he wrote some amazing stories like Hamlet, Macbeth, Romeo and Juliet, Othello, Midsummer Night's Dream, and many others, which we're grateful to have and to share with the world. In fact, I have just written a Shakespeare adaptation for learners of English, and that is going to be available soon. Make sure that you sign up to my mailing list, which means you will receive emails about my new books, and then you will know when this book is available. And it's an adaptation in one book of two Shakespeare stories, Macbeth and Twelfth Night. So Macbeth is a tragedy and Twelfth Night is a comedy. Okay, number two, Jane Austen. And I think Jane Austen is also a very famous British writer. She lived between 1775 and 1817, and she wrote Pride and Prejudice. I think that's her most famous work. There are lots of TV and film adaptations of this novel. She also wrote Sense and Sensibility. There's a famous adaptation of that with Emma Thompson and Kate Winslet. That's my favourite one. And she also wrote Emma. There are lots of adaptations of that as well. I also have an adaptation of one of her books, Persuasion, which is at level B2, if you're interested in that. What is number three? Number three is Charles Dickens. I think he's also very famous. He's also very well known around the world. He wrote Great Expectations and he wrote many, many other novels. I have adapted his short stories about ghosts, and that's a very popular book of mine, actually. It's my most popular book. And it's level B1, so check that out. Follow the link in the description if you're interested in that. Number four is the Brontes. I'm cheating here because there are actually three sisters under this name, the Brontes. There are three sisters called Charlotte, Anne, and Emily. They were all brilliant novelists. And Charlotte Bronte wrote Jane Eyre. I think that's quite well known. Emily Bronte wrote Wuthering Heights. And Anne wrote The Tenant of Wildfell Hall. Charlotte and Anne wrote other novels as well. Thomas Hardy is number five. Have you heard of him? Maybe he's less famous, but he wrote some brilliant tragic novels in the Victorian period, which is the 1800s. So I wonder if you've heard of Jude the Obscure or Tess of the D'Urbervilles. They're his two most famous novels. And he was also a poet. In fact, his novels attracted a lot of controversy. That means that lots of people had strong and often negative opinions about what he wrote. People didn't feel that they had good morals, that he had good morals either for writing these books. So they were shocking to people at the time. So he stopped writing novels. He was so upset that people had this opinion of him. So he stopped writing novels and he continued writing poetry. So far, all of these writers have been English, in fact. When we say British, we mean English, Welsh, Scottish, and Northern Irish. Not Irish, but Northern Irish. That's what it means to say you're British. Northern Ireland is not part of Britain, but it's part of the UK. But actually, number six is a Scottish writer. Can you guess? It's Arthur Conan Doyle. And he wrote the Sherlock Holmes stories, the detective stories that most of us know and love. So that's Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Okay, the next one is another woman. Number seven is Agatha Christie. I think she's also very popular everywhere. And she, of course, also wrote detective novels. She was English, and she's very, very popular even now. Number eight, this writer was born in South Africa, in what is now South Africa, but moved to England at the age of three and considered himself English, apparently. He is J.R.R. Tolkien. And that is Kazuo Ishiguro. Now, he is of Japanese heritage and he was born in Japan. And he's very proud of that. But he now is British. He's a British citizen. He moved here to England as a child. I think you can see the Japanese influence in his books. I've actually listened to Kazuo Ishiguro speaking twice, once online during COVID and once before. Somebody interviews him and you can pay to be in the audience and you listen to him. And he is fascinating. He's very interesting. He's a very kind person and his books are very thoughtful and interesting. He has actually won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Okay, so how many of the 10 authors I talked about today did you know? Tell me your answer in the comments, and I hope to see you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Read Stories, Learn English podcast. I hope to see you again next time.